Hey, Tom, you still there? This is KO4QLG.
This is General TR. You bet your sweet bippy I'm here. How's my buddy Chris doing? I'm just headed to the normal places, doctor's appointment in the grocery store.
I was right in the middle of pouring some melted chocolate when I heard you come out on the radio, and I couldn't stop what I was doing. I needed to get it poured before it hardened.
That sounds really good. Well, I haven't talked to you in a while, and I missed a couple of nets, and I apologize for that. And Patrick texted me one night, and I missed his net last night. I was helping Miss Bernice. She's doing great. Very little pain at all. She's only taken, like, 4 Tylenols since the surgery last Wednesday. Well, she took 2 more last night, I guess, to help her sleep. And she was up and made us a sausage biscuit this morning, and she's getting around. About to have to handcuff her and keep her from doing too much, Chris.
Imagine she does much. She probably has to take more of that Tylenol. That sounds like she's doing real good if she's only had to take a few like that.
I was really worried. KN4RJN John up north, I really enjoy talking to him, and man, it just knocked him down something fierce, and had to take pain pills and that, and they give us some, but I just locked them in the safe, and then I'll just dump them out. I could probably do that already, but she hadn't even thought about touching them, and she's taking her own showers, and very, very little help. And boy, we're just blessed. She's good Kansas farm stock, Chris. I took her off the farm when she was 18 and I was 19 and in the Navy. Brought her out to California. But she just has a high level of pain tolerance. And boy, that's a real blessing, I'll tell you for sure.
That definitely sounds good. Sounds like she's doing a good job with it. Then sounds like you're helping her out all you can, too. I think that's the ticket to it all. If she needs extra help, you're there to give it to her.
I had to help her up over a couple of times, and she gets in and out of bed all right. And she had to switch sides of the bed. But the physical therapist has been out one time, a couple of days after the surgery. But, like I said, she's just doing magnificent. And she's sitting there watching Cheyenne now and listening to us, I'm sure, because I got the radio on back home. I got to go see the urologist. I got a 1.5-inch kidney stone in there. They're going to have to bust it up and suck it out, I guess. I don't know when that's going to be, but the sooner the better. But I just assume she'd be over this deal with the hip. Just to see a picture of that new hip socket, and then that rod that goes down their leg in the bone is just unbelievable. It looks like that thing's 6 or 8 inches long. I'll have to ask the doctor when we go back. I think it's next month. But it's several weeks after you had it. But he did 6 of those surgeries that day, Chris. That's N0TR.
It sounds like he's got a full schedule. KO4QLD. Sounds pretty impressive, all she went through and not experiencing, but that little bit of pain, y'all are both definitely blessed.
Mobile. Yeah, you do is go just knock this appointment, and then I gotta come home and gather eggs, and we're going to the water department to pay the water bill. It's just a monthly trip we make just to get out of the house. It's just up north about 4 or 5 miles. And then we're going to take some eggs down to my daughter, who's going to have a brunch tomorrow for the family get-together for something different before they open gifts. And the adults, we don't exchange gifts, but the kids, we do. But other than that, well, what's your plans, Chris, and how you been doing up there in the north?
I'm pretty good and staying warm. And having one of our family get-togethers today here at Mama's house. I made 2 cheesecakes, a strawberry and an Oreo. And that's why I was pouring that melted chocolate on when you come out over the radio wave. So I'm basically cleaning up my mess, getting ready for the whole family today, and about half the family on Wednesday, Christmas Day.
All right. Main thing is family. Our daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter's coming down from Michigan, and they're going to spend a few days with us. They're up in Wisconsin with my son-in-law's mother right now, where it's, in the single digits, and been down to 0 already. But it's supposed to warm up here some. I got 41 degrees, and it was colder than a well digger's fahootie this morning. It was 22 in the weather station, our weather station, said feels like 18 degrees. I bet it was colder up at your place up there, Chris.
But only about 1 degree. It got down to 21. And I didn't think for a look at the feels like temperature, but 21 is definitely cold. I got up at 5 this morning and went to the shop and checked my water pipe. I had them dripping, so I was pretty sure they wouldn't go bust, but still got to check because you never know.
I used to have to fight that up in Kansas all the time. In the crawl space under our house that was built in, like, 1929, was plumb scary. It was so small. Oh, the traffic today is just unbelievable. I think people want to stay at home getting this close to the holiday, but I had to wait. Traffic light up there, just this side of Lake Cunningham from our house. Used to be you'd see 3 or 4 cars all the way down to Wade Hampton. Now it's bumper to bumper, and it sucks.
I wouldn't be avoiding that myself. It's getting where I avoid going to Pickens now with all the traffic. And they're not. Well, I won't go there. I'll just stop at the old where it's at, KO4QLG.
This is NGLTR Progress is what they call it, Chris. Well, I don't mind that. It's just the infrastructure don't support it. It's not the people. I've not met any bad people. And I don't blame them for coming down here. It's a wonderful place to live. But, like the highway and that, it's just not able to take care of the traffic. And, I'm from Kansas, and, you know, we're a little slow anyways. And everything's flat up there, and, well, most of it. So, I'm I'm just not used to that much traffic. Heck, you could ride a motorcycle up there pretty safely if you wasn't completely crazy. And these motorcycles down here now, they don't look like a motorcycle. I'd just soon have a old BSA or a Norton or a Triumph or if I had to go buy one now, I'd buy a Goldwing for sure. But, man, that's a death wish on a motorcycle down here nowadays. They kill about one a week.
I hear about them on the news, too. Bikes leak. Checked the used market a few months ago looking for one. But not looking for one to ride. Just worth looking for a fixer-up. Something I could rebuild. That's just the kind of stuff I get into, you know. But I declined on getting one, found one. But just for something to work on, it's kind of a big toy. KO4 QLG.
Your buddy had an old Royal Enfield single lunger. 500 cc's, and he was going to do that, and he got a blood clot and passed away after a fall off of a ladder, and it's just a sad story, but I used to race a Yamaha in the old days, just little ones, when I was a teenager on the TT tracks, and I really like those. I remember all the old Matchless and CZs and, that dang radar detector. I got to turn the volume down on that thing. It's picking up KA band, which is door openers, not highway patrols, because I can see the frequency on it, and I know what's what. But I made it down to the donut shop here before Walmart in Taylor's now, so I'm like Willie Nelson, at least I'm on the road again if I don't get hit here. Here we go, let's get out of this place.
Yeah, I'm talking about those radar detectors. I used to run a Rocky Mountain radar scrambler in the big truck. I think it saved me from one ticket at least. But it's always good to know the things around you when you're out there in the middle of nowhere.
Thunder LTR. Well, I used to run electronic countermeasures. One of the things I operated on the aircraft I was on, and I always enjoyed that. You could see every parameter of the radar, so like down in Vietnam and that, and you could tell if there was a MiG or something running in on you. That was easy. You'd make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Or if we ran in on a foreign ship, a Russian, of course, they'd lock onto you with their fire control radar at times. And you get to where you recognize all of them orally as well as on my scope, you know. And it's just something that stuck with me. So this detector here, I leave it on voltage, so right now it's reading 13.9, and, you know, if it drops down to 12, well, your alternator shot or something is. And then whenever you encounter a radar, you can set it up different modes. It reads out the frequency of that radar, and if it's 34 to 36, 37 gigahertz, it's for real. You better slow down if you're speeding. I don't use it for that. I won't say I never speed. Everybody does a little bit. But I don't do crazy things, you know. I might go, if I'm out in the country on an interstate or something, I might run 10 over. You either do that or you get run over nowadays, ain't it?
Yeah, that's one reason why I avoid going to town. Usually I go to one or two certain places and then back home. It's a lot simpler that way.
Technology's progressed so much that every little town that's got a stoplight The officer usually has a radar. And, man, if he wants to get you, it don't matter if you got 10 detectors, he's going to get you. Now, passport or escort makes a jammer, and you have to have it mounted. But it's illegal in a lot of states, I'm sure. But it's relatively passive most of the time. You don't see it. But it will jam the current radar systems. But the heck of it is, they got forward-looking radar now, Chris, and rear-looking radar. So that's that alongside a road. And if you're coming up at them, used to be you had to be coming towards them. That ain't the case no more. And if they really want to get you and you're the lead car out there, you can have a half a dozen radar detectors and they're going to get you. Although that jammer is supposed to be pretty effective, but it's over $1,000. I don't remember how much it is. But their detectors with a camera on it is up around $800 or $900 now. Used to be you could pick one up for $300 to $500, but that ain't the case now.
Everything's getting more expensive. Hopefully we'll get some of that fixed here in the next couple of years, but can't really count on anything. Because it could go one way or the other just as quick. One way or the other.
Yeah, Chris, I'm going to get into a stretch here real quick. I'm already there, but kind of enjoyed talking to you this morning, and I'll try to be better conscientious about getting into the net at night. Always enjoy that. And I'll be out of this area in a matter of about 1 minute or so, if you're not doing nothing. Should be coming out of it now. I'm up here around Pleasantburg Road.
Well, Tom, I'm running a little bit behind today. I kind of need to get back to my cheesecake, sir. Get that topping cooled off in the refrigerator. You got strawberry topping over there cooling off. It should be about ready to go on top of the cheesecake now. So I'll let you go and get my cheesecakes done and start cleaning the house a little bit more. This is...
Okay, Chris. Yeah, I'd love to come up there and bring you some goodies sometime. Boy, it sounds like you know how to make them, too. And we'd like to see you and maybe come up there and shoot sometime. But when it's cold, I can't be out in it with heart failure. I have to take a nitroglycerin and just go to the chicken pen when it's real cold. So it sucks, but it's better than what I'm looking at over here on the right side of me, which is a big cemetery. God bless them. Anyways, take care, Chris. Tell the old man, KO4, you know, I probably butchered Chad's call. Tell him hello from Tom and Bernice. He said he's going to come by, but he ain't done it yet, so slap him around a little bit. See you later, Chris. KO4QLG0TR. Merry Christmas. 73's Chris.
Christmas to you too, and Bernice, and hope everything keeps going as good as it's going for KO4QLG. I'm Claire.